heating the combustion, it would just burst into flames.
在那个矿地矿野里边，当天很热的时候，那个很干的柴，它就自己会烧。
You know, pretty common thing.
那个是非常普遍的事情。
But this one kept on burning.
但是这个呢是一直在烧。
And it burned so long, he started to take notice in it.
但他在那一直烧的时候，他看到。久的时间呢，他就觉得说这个很奇怪。
And then all of a sudden, here's this voice come out of this thorn bush.
哎，结果就在那个时候，他进去看的时候，近前看的时候呢，这个里边却有声音出来。
We don't know the last time he heard a voice.
那我们都不知道说他什么时候听到一个声音，人说话的声音。
But this voice, and he recognizes it's the voice of the Lord speaking to him.
但是这个声音出来的时候呢，他就意识到这是神向他说话。
And it was his call to Moses to go back.
这是这个声音呢，却叫摩西说你要退后。
And he was seeing, he saw more of God's ways.
他看到神的一个道路。
And what he was seeing here, we could say the act of God was the thorn bush burning.
所以我们看到说这个神在这个地方他的作为呢，就是让这个荆棘可以有火焰。
But he saw the ways of God.
他看到神的道路。
The life of God in a dried up old thorn bush.
在神的就是在这个烧的荆棘火焰里边，但是荆棘却没被毁掉。
Moses was beginning to see.
摩西呢就看见了。
Where in Egypt he had learned to be all self-sufficient, self-reliant, independent.
摩西就看到说他在埃及的时候呢，好像自己都有余了，自己都什么都有，他自己可以靠自己。
He was starting to learn that he was now in a place of dependence upon God.
但是他现在学到一件事情，就是他在这个地方呢，需要来依靠神。
He saw that he was that dried up old thorn bush.
他看见。他自己就是那个干的那个荆棘
，But he had a life within him.
但是里边有一个生命
，That was calling him.
那个生命在呼召他。
It's interesting how when Moses fled Egypt at that time and went into the wilderness.
那很有意思，就是当摩西从那个埃及跑到旷野的时候
，When he went into that desert, he said he felt like he was the cedar of Lebanon.
所以他进入旷野的时候，他觉得说自己是一个黎巴嫩的香柏树。
He was strong. He could do anything.
他非常有能力，他可以做任何的事情。
But in the way the Lord dealt with him for 40 years in that way of the cross.
但是神在这个旷野里边呢，一直来对付他，一直到这个时候。
He realized that he was just that dried up old thorn bush.
他现在知道说自己真正的光景就是那个干枯的荆棘。
But he realized, as we use the New Testament terms, there was a treasure in that earthen vessel.
但是我们要用一下这个新约的话呢，就讲说在这个是有一个宝贝在瓦器里边。
And he was now ready for God to use him.
他现在呢是准备好了，可以神可以用。
This was the training he went through.
这是一个训练的过程。
And the Lord, he calls us into his training.
今天神也呼召我们每一个人来进入这样的训练。
As the way of the cross works in us.
这有就是有十字架的工作在我们的身上。
As John the Baptist says, he must increase and I must decrease.
就像施洗约翰说是他必增加我必减少。
The control, his control over my life must increase.
神在我们生命的这个掌控权柄必须要增加。
And my control over my life must decrease.
我们自己对我们自己的生命的掌控必须要减少。
Some refer to this as the school of Christ.
这里有的人就叫这个就是基督的学校。
You know, and we're thankful how as we're in the school, we learn more of him.
我们感谢主，我们在学校的时候，我们就学习基督的这个基督。
But we learn as we're in the school of Christ, as Moses learned.
我们在基督的学校里，就像摩西那个时候来学习基督一样。
That he has a very unique way of teaching us.
我们的神是对我们每个人的教的方式都是很特别的。
He teaches us every day.
他每一天都在教我们。
Daily he wants to teach us.
每一天他都在教我们。
The Lord has chosen to do his work on a daily basis.
所以主他是每一天都在做他的事。
If you think about it like in Luke chapter 9,
就像这个路加福音第九章一样。
Where the Lord is calling, if anybody wants to come after me,
那这边讲的说若有人要跟从我。
He must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me.
就当舍己 天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
There's a dailiness. Every day the Lord is looking to work something within us.
这边有一件事就讲到天天天天要背起十字架来跟从你。
And would the Lord open our eyes to see the gift of every day?
当主打开我们的眼睛，看到我们，让我们可以天天看到他的时候。
Moses realized this, and this is why he said, "Lord, teach us to number our days."
所以摩西看到这件事情了。摩西所以他的祷告就是要让我们数算我们地上的日子。
Teach us the value. Teach us the quality of each day.
要神来教我们在地上的价值在哪里，或者每一天来教我们。
And it was always with the why in view.
我每天都是要知道说为什么这个事情。
The issue today for us is, why don't we enter into this daily life?
我们现在问题就是为什么我们每一天不能进入这样的。
And a lot of it is because we don't like the routine and the mundane.
其实里边很重要的一个事情就是我们不喜欢这样子年过一日日过一日的这样同样的生活。
The routine daily life, it's too simple.
这个同样的生活是太枯燥。
And we fail to see the significance every day how he wants to reveal more of himself to us.
我们没有办法看到说这个生命是要一天一天过的。
We want to consciously or unconsciously, we just don't want to handle these mundane things.
我们不管是有意识或者没有意识的，我们好像不喜欢这样子简单枯燥的生活。
We think we can handle much of it.
我们觉得说我们自己都可以把这些搞定。
But then if we're in trouble,
如果我们今天有问题了
we call upon God.
我们今天可以呼叫神了。
We think that God is the one who watches. He's the one, if we ever, we think God is our helper.
我们知道说神天天都来看顾我们，他是我们的帮助者。
And he is our helper.
他是我们的帮助者。
But he's our master.
但是他是我们的主。
And we're the apprentice, we're learning.
我们是学徒，我们这些是他的仆人，我们在学习。
When I was in the military, I was in the aviation part. I did a lot of flying.
我当我在这个军队里的服役的时候，我是在这个做航空兵的。
And I have this picture, many of us think God is our co-pilot.
我们常常觉得说这个神只是一个助理飞行员。
We're flying along on the plane, handling everything fine.
我们在那里开飞机的时候，我们觉得这个都挺好的。
But then a crisis, some emergency, some turbulence comes in, starts to happen.
但是要是有什么这个急流啊，有这些问题出来的时候。
And we ask our co-pilot, please come help.
我们就跟我们这个助理飞行员说，嗨，你来帮我一下。
With his help, he gets us through the crisis, and we say, thank you very much. If I need you again, I'll call you.
所以当这个事情过去了以后，我们就跟他说，实在感谢你，这没事了，你可以在旁边了。
We laugh at that, but I found in my own life, that's the way sometimes I think about God.
我们现在好像觉得这个很好笑，但是我们的生活其实就是这样子的。
But he wants us every day, and whether we're doing something spectacular or something routine, he wants to be Lord, teaching us and all of that.
但是我们的主的心愿是，不管我们今天是做大事做小事，主都要在我们的生命里边掌权做主。
You know, if we actually look at the days of our lives, 90-some% of them are pretty routine.
让我们看看我们的生活，其实你仔细想的话，我们大概 90% 的生活都是很枯燥无味。
In the whole perspective of life, there's only a small number that are really that significant.
肯定很大一部分都没有什么特别的事情会发生。
And we talked about Daniel a little while ago.
我们就刚才讲到这个丹以理的生活。
And if you look at the book of Daniel, his life,
我们看到这个丹以理的生活。
He lived about 85, 90 years old.
他大概活到85岁90
岁。But if you go through the book of Daniel and count the number of days where he was really in a time of crisis,
你要是在读这个圣经的时候，你去数一数他在这个危机里边的日子里。
Out of that 85 or 90 years, it wasn't that many days.
其实在这个85到90年的这个时间里边，大概没有几天是在那个危机里边。
At first, he didn't want to eat the king's food sacrificed to idols.
他刚开始的时候，他那时候年轻的时候，他不愿意吃王赐的食物。
So how many days did he ask for?
他那个时候是多长时间呢？
Give me 10 days.
那个他只是说有十天，给我再多十天的时间。
That gets settled.
就那个事情就过去了。
Then all of a sudden, the king has a dream.
后来马上就是这个王他有一个梦。
One day he goes in, he delivers the interpretation about the dream and goes back to his daily life.
结果丹以理就进来了，就是那一天就帮他讲解了这个梦了以后，这个事情又过去了。
Later, another king has another dream.
那后面又有一个王又有一个梦。
He comes in.
那个丹以理又来了。
One day he's in his room praying.
他有一天在房间里面祷告的时候。
That night he's in the den, lion's den.
结果就被放到这个狮子坑里去了。
That whole thing lasted maybe 24 hours.
那整个事情大概也就是24小时的事情。
We don't see that many, and then the Lord would speak to him on a day, and then the Lord would speak to him this day.
就看到说神今天跟他说一点话，明天说一点话。
But we see within Daniel, even though he wasn't doing the, what we might call spectacular things.
就我们看到说丹以理生活里边好像有很多的这些很不寻常的经历。
He was very faithful in his responsibilities every day doing the normal routine things.
但是更重要的是他常常是很信实的很勤恳的过每一天他的生活。
And he was so faithful in all that they couldn't find one little thing to accuse him of.
他过生活是如此的谨慎，所以很多人想要找他查都找不出来。
He had all of those people looking at him.
有很多人在那里找他的查。
Oh, is he going to do his personal work on company time?
他有没有是在在这个上班的时间做一点私事呢？
And just when the boss walks by, he switches screens all of a sudden.
当这个老板过来的时候，他马上换一个荧幕，说这个他在做事。
They couldn't find Daniel doing anything.
但是我们看到说在丹以理的身上找不出这种事。
Actually, in the overall picture of his life, it was pretty routine.
但是我们只是看他的生活，他好像就是每天这样子很平常的过日子。
But did Daniel think of it as being routine?
但是丹以理他觉得说这个生活是一个平常的生活吗？
No, I think it was every day was a joy.
然后我觉得说他可能他的生活每一天都是喜乐的。
Every day he could go, he could open that window.
他每一天可以把那个窗子打开。
He could dwell in the presence of the Lord.
他可以住在神的同在里。
Even though he wasn't where God's people were just destined to be.
他虽然不是在那个神所应许他的子民所。
And even though he had many other responsibilities as prime minister of the kingdom.
那他还有很多别的事情，他是一个宰相。
He lived in the presence of the Lord.
但是他住在神的同在里。
That was his primary thing.
这是他的一个最基本的生活。
And his secondary thing was his job.
他的第二个基本的生活才是他的工作。
Oh, how we need to have our minds renewed.
所以我们需要更新我们的心思意念。
To see how God works every day in our life.To teach us more of himself.
要看到说神怎么样子能够在我们的每天的生活里边来更新变化我们。
God, from the very beginning, he's always worked this way.
神在起初他就是这样子的工作的方法。
Look at some examples.
我们再看看别的例子。
Now remember we can see the acts of what God did.
我们可以看到说神所做的事。
But we want to see the ways of God. The why does God do this?
但是我们更重要的是要看神的做事的方法和法则。
If we go back to Genesis 1,
我们回到这个创世纪第一章，
we see the great creation story.
我们可以看到说这里是有一个创造的一个故事。
Of how God, he made that first day, he says he created all of this and then he rested.
神创造在第一日创造了以后，他看到一切美好，他就安息了。
Then he goes through day two and shares it, and then he stops for day two.
So 第二日同样创造完了以后，他就安息。
Goes through it for 6 days.
一直到第六日。
Seventh day he rests.
第七日他就安息了。
And that's and his work was completed, and we could see that was the acts of what he did.
所以七日我们就看到说六日我们就看到说这是神所创造的事情。
But why did he do it?
但是神为什么要这样做呢？
Why did he do that?
他为什么要这样做呢？
Because he wanted us to see that just as he works in creation one day at a time,
他要让我们看到说每一天他是这样每一天的来做。
He works in our lives one day at a time.
他在我们的生活里也是每一天来做。
The work of God is daily.
所以神的工作是每一天的。
Now, I firmly believe that God, the Almighty One, if He wanted to, He could have created everything in one day.
我完全的相信，如果神要想要的话，他可以在头一天就把所有的事情都预备好。
And I'm not talking about the Big Bang Theory.
我在这里并不是讲说这个大爆炸的理论。
He could have done it his way, but he wanted us to know his ways. He wanted us to learn this.
但是神他确实要经过这个创造，让我们知道他工作的方法。
All through Scripture, he gives us little tidbits and hints of the way he works.
所以整本的圣经就给我们一点点，这里一点点，那里一点点的。这个暗示让我们知道他的工作的法则。
And from the very beginning, he's showing us the value of each day.
所以从刚开始他就让我们看到说他每一天工作的这个价值。
If you go over to Genesis 5,
让我们看到说创世纪第五章。
One way we would call this one of those boring chapters.
我们就觉得说这个都是很枯燥的一些经文。
So and so was born, they lived this long and they died.
就谁谁谁生了，完了以后活了这么久，到就死了。
On and on, all through the chapter.
这整一章都是这个一样的。
How did God measure their days?
但是神怎么样子来数算他们的年日呢？
It's in each of those individuals.
对于每一个人来讲，
He says the days of their life were this number of years.
所以这边就讲到说，他每一个人在地上的年日是怎么
？The days of Methuselah's life was 969 years.
所以在马土沙拉在地上的年日是69年。
He just doesn't say they lived 969. He could have said that very easily.
他没有只是说他活了699。969。
But so that we would see each day, says the days of their life are this. It's another one of the whys, the seeing the significance of it.
但是神却说他是在地上的年日是969年，他要看到说每一天的生活在神的眼里是算数的。
When David and Job died, it says, and they died full of days.
在当约伯还有大卫他去世的时候呢，那圣经里面特别讲他们是在地上满足了他们的年日。
He keeps teaching us over and over, showing us these beautiful pictures.
他在这个圣经里边一直给我们看到说这样子美好的图画。
It's there when the people of God they've come out of Egypt and they're in the wilderness.
当我们看到说当神的百姓从埃及出来在旷野的时候。
The people are getting tired and they're complaining about things, aboutAnd God provides manna for them.
当这个百姓们在那里疲惫了，他们就在那抱怨，那神呢就给他们玛拿。
If you look at Exodus chapter 16, verse 4.
那在出埃及记第十六章第四节的时候。
It says, Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you.
耶和华对摩西说，我要将粮食从天降给你们。
And the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instruction.
百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。
The Lord provided that manna every day.
神供应他们每天的所需用的玛拿。
That was the act of what he did. That's the what of what he did. Yeah.
这个就是神所做的事。
But why did he do it?
但是为什么神这样做？
Because he wanted us to learn to be dependent upon him for every day.
因为神要让我们学习，我们每一天都要依靠他来生活。
He didn't want us to be independent of ourselves.
他不要我们来过一个生活是不需要依靠他的。
But he wanted us to learn this life of being dependent and communion with him every day.
他要让我们过一个生活是常常可以跟他有交通的，是来依靠他的生活。
We see it carried forward in what's called the Lord's Prayer in the New Testament.
我们就再看到说在主在说的那个主导文那个经节里边。
Give us this day our daily bread.
所以看到说给我们赐给我们所日用的饮食。
Now the Lord is concerned about our physical provision.
我们主其实是很关心我们肉身所需要的东西。
But he also says, man shall not live by bread alone.
但是他也说我们人不活在地上不单单靠食物。
But by every word that comes out of my mouth.
是要靠神口中所出的一切的话。
He wants our hearts to be yearning for him day by day, dependent upon him.
他要我们的心常常的在那里思念他，常常的是渴慕他的话。
For all of the provisions of every day.
所以让他能够提供我们每天所需用的。
Again, I believe, if God wanted to, he could have created manna that would last for a week.
我是相信，如果神要是想要的话，他可以给我们吃一个玛拿，我们一个礼拜都不会饿。
And he wouldn't have had to use any preservatives or anything.
他也不需要里面放很多添加剂，他更不需要这些。
He could have created that manna. You go once a week, you get the manna, and that's good.
那他完全可以做一件事情，就是给我们有玛拿吃，就吃完了一个礼拜都不需要了。
But he wanted us living daily by faith.Whether we're at home or school or work, daily dependent upon Him.
但是他却给我们一个每日用的玛拿，让我们每天在我们的工作、生活、我们学习当中都要来依靠他。
Sadly, today in much of Christianity, we're thinking God provides manna once a week.
我们现在很可悲的就是在信主的人里边有一个情况，就好像说吃完了以后就一个礼拜都不用吃了。
We go to the meeting once a week, we get fed, and that's it.
所以我每个礼拜呢就是去一趟这个聚会，完了以后呢这个、一个礼拜就不用了。
But the meetings actually should be the supplement to what we've been gaining, gathering from him every day.
其实我们要知道这个观念，就是说这个聚会是辅餐，不是主餐。
Moses learned God's ways and that value of everyday counting.
这个摩西他知道神的法则，他知道说每一天都是算数的。
And you know who knows the ways of God, or the way that God works daily?
我们知道说神是每天工作的神。
The enemy.
谁知道呢？这个敌人，仇敌。
The enemy knows the value of every day.
这个仇敌知道每一天的这个价值在哪。
Remember the story of Joseph.
大家还记得吗？这个约瑟的故事。
When he was in Potiphar's house.
他在那个波提法的家中的时候。
He said Potiphar's wife.Was testing him and chasing him day by day by day.
这波提法的太太就天天来烦扰他，完了以后每一天都在那里勾引他。
And also the story of Samson and Delilah.
还有那个参孙和大力拉的那个故事。
And Delilah, she was tempting Samson day by day by day until she finally wore him out.
那个大力拉也是每天用言语来缠参孙，把他缠得不耐烦。
Would the Lord restore within us that we could see the value of every day because this is the way God is working?
所以神实在是需要，我们需要神的恩典，让我们知道说神的话是在每一天里面多么重要。
As you look through the New Testament, it talks about taking the cross daily, dying daily, being transformed daily.
我们看到说在新约里面就讲到说要天天背起十字架，我们的生命必须每一天的来改变。
Now it doesn't mean we just sit and study our Bibles and don't do anything else all day.
这个并不是说我们每天就是坐在那里读圣经就不做别的事情。
But whether we're at school or at home or at work, we're doing it conscious of Him and doing it unto Him.
我们每一次或者是我们在学校，或者我们在家中，或者我们在工作的地方，我们都需要在有意识的知道说这件事情是为着神来做。
We're studying as we should be studying. We're working as we should be working. We're caring for our homes as we should be caring.
当我们在学校学习的时候呢，我们应该好好学习，在家里面工作的时候好好工作，在上班的时候好好上班。
That through that daily testimony,We would be learning of him in all things.
但是每一天我们需要有一个好的见证，就是在那个地方来学习向主。
Now Moses, with this newfound confidence in the Lord, heads back to Egypt.
所以这个当摩西学会这个的话呢，他就回到埃及去了。
No longer confident in himself.
他自己不再自信了。
But his powerful words are now originating from a new source.
但是他现在说话大有能力，这个是从一个不同的源头来的。
It's not his natural wisdom, it's that wisdom from on high.
这个不是他天然的这个智慧，而是从上面来的一个智慧。
Not that secondary wisdom, but the primary wisdom leading and guiding him.
这个不是一个次要的一个智慧，它是这个本源的智慧。来支持他每天的生活。
Now we're not going to go through all the dealings that Moses had with Pharaoh.
我们今天就没有时间去讲这个摩西跟法老的这些事情了。
But it describes in Hebrews 11 again how Moses left Egypt the second time.
我们那、在这个希伯来书第十一章里面就讲到说，摩西第二次离开埃及。
The first time he left Egypt, he was running for his life. He was scared to death.
第一次他离开埃及的是他逃命，出了埃及。
But now with a newfound confidence, look at Hebrews 11:27.
第二次的时候呢，却是在希伯来书第十一章二十七节里面讲。
So by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king.For he endured as seeing him who was invisible.
所以他这边讲是他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见他不能看见的主。
He saw him who was invisible. He had that growing vision of who the Lord was.
他看见那不能看见的主，而且他的这个意象是一天一天的变得清晰。
That revelation of the Lord was his new source of courage.
所以就是这个神每天对他的开启成为他的生命的力量。
Because a vision of what is seeing him, it gives us a new courage. It gives us a way to step out in faith.
所以就是这个意象能够让他知道说他得能力的源泉。
And
他可以去生活。
The next 40 years of Moses' life is characterized by this word endured.
所以这个从那个时候开始的后面40年呢，你就看到说摩西的生活是被这个异象所支持。
But how did he endure?
他怎么样子来过的呢？
By seeing him who was invisible.
他就是通过看那不能看见的主。
That revelation of the Lord and all that the Lord had for him, that was kept fresh before him.
就是主的启示，把自己启示在摩西里边，这个能够抓住这个人。
He endured the grumbling of the people.
他在那里可以忍耐百姓的抱怨。
He endured times when they were rebelling against him, rebelling against God.
他在那个地方可以忍耐那些人以色列百姓这个背逆神，背逆他。
He endured as they were complaining about everything, complaining about the food, complaining about no water.
他在那里也可以忍耐说这些人一天到晚抱怨食物，抱怨水，抱怨任何的事情。
They complained that God had left them and Moses was up on the mount, so they made their own golden calf.
就在摩西上山见神的时候，这个百姓就说他摩西离开了他们，他们就做了一个金牛犊。
And God at that point had gotten, he said God wanted to destroy all those and he told Moses, I'll raise up a people.For you.
那时候神发怒，甚至跟摩西说：“我要把这些民都灭了，我要让你的后裔来成为他的民。”
But Moses had seen what God's heart purpose was, that there was something he was looking for, and Moses intercedes for the very ones who were betraying him and causing so much trouble.
但是摩西在那个地方，因为他知道神的心意，所以他就在那里为这些民来代祷。
He was praying, God, don't destroy him, Lord.
他就说求主你不要做这个事情。
In our prayer life, how do we pray for those type people?
但是在我们的生活里，我们会怎么样子为这些人祷告呢？
The people that are grumbling, the people that are the problem makers, the people that are complaining all the time.
所以那些人一天到晚抱怨，一天到晚在那里悖逆发怨言的人，我们怎么祷告呢？
Then we say, Lord, please, maybe they could go to another assembly.
我们的祷告说神啊，求你把他们带走。
Or do we say, Lord,They're a treasure. Do we see that preciousness? Lord, work in their hearts. Give my heart. Work in my heart that I would love them.
其实我们应该的祷告是说，主，他们是你的宝贝，求主你来开我的心。
Moses endured his own failing.
这个摩西呢，在这里忍受他自己的失败。
When he was told, no, you can't go into that promised land.
当他被告知说他不能进这个迦南地。
Moses could have just stopped.
摩西可以甩手不干。
Said, if I can't go in, I'm just not going to do anything else. I'm just going to sit here.
如果今天我不能进去，我今天什么都不想干了，我就坐在这里就完了。
Couldn't do that.
但是摩西不可以做这样。
Because he had seen him who was invisible.
因为他看到那个看不见的神。
And God, he was by his grace, he wanted to be faithful all the way to the end.
所以神保守他，有足够的恩典，让他一直尽忠到最后。
Even at the end, he said, Lord, is it okay if I go in now?
到最后了，这个摩西还在问说，主啊，我可以不可以进去？
The Lord says no.
主说不行。
You know, we know at the Mount of Transfiguration, he finally made it there.
结果一直到他到变化山的上面，我们才知道说这个摩西到了那里，到了他的终点。
Throughout those 40 years in the wilderness,
在四十年旷野的生活里，
you know, Moses had seen the Lord, had many interactions with him.
我们看到说这个神和摩西有很多的交往。
But there was one that was very, probably we can call it his most significant one.
但是有一件事情可能是最重要的。
And it was when he was on the mount with the Lord.
就是他跟神在那个山上。
And the Lord revealed the fullness of his heart to Moses.
那神就把他整个的心意向摩西开启。
He revealed to Moses during that time the Ten Commandments.
而且把这个十诫赐给摩西。
And he also revealed to him the pattern for the tabernacle.
而且把这个会幕的样式来启示给摩西。
The Lord didn't hold back anything. He shared everything, the whole counsel of God to Moses.
神没有保留一点点事没有给摩西看，他把所有的心意启示给摩西。
And we could, if we try to take what Moses saw on the mount with New Testament terms that maybe we're a little more familiar with.
我们看到说摩西在山上面所看到的那个事情跟新约来比的话，我们就觉得很熟悉。
The Lord showed Moses the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
其实在那里神就向摩西来启示这个基督的见证。
He said, this is my word.
所以这个就讲说这是我的话。
This is my test. This is where I desire to dwell and be a testimony to the world.
这个是我要跟你们居住的所在，是为世人来做这个见证的。
We know the word became flesh.
我们看到说这个道成了肉身。
That was a living word. That word was Christ.
这是个活的道，它成了肉身。
What does the tabernacle speak of?
这个帐幕到底指的什么？
Everything within the tabernacle, including all the offerings, is speaking to us.Of the fullness of Christ.
所有这个帐幕里的一切的摆设，一切的物件，都是在指着这个基督来讲的。
Of all that God desires to do through Christ as we dwell together in His presence.
这个神的心意呢，就是他要住在基督里边，能够让基督住在我们的里边。
That tabernacle was also called the tabernacle of testimony.
那个会幕也是讲到说是
见证
的幕。
It was a testimony, we could say in New Testament term, it was a testimony of Jesus.
我们知道说这个说讲前约新约旧约就是讲的说这是个见证。
When we use this term, the testimony of Jesus.
这里是一个讲到我们用这个词讲到说基督耶稣的见证。
Is this just another phrase that we learn?
是不是只是一个说法?
Do we really know the reality of what they're speaking of?
到底这个指的什么讲的?
Because when you looked at John at the end of his life,
当我们看到说约翰他的最后的生活的时候
he was on the Isle of Patmos. He had been taken captive. He was prisoner there.
他在拔摩岛上，他是一个被囚禁在那个岛上的。
Why was he a prisoner there?
他为什么会被囚禁呢？
Said he was a prisoner on the Isle of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
他那边讲他是在拔摩岛上被囚禁，他是为耶稣的见证。
And I don't believe that he was a prisoner on that island simply because he knew about the word of God and about the testimony of Jesus.
他在那里被囚禁，我想不会说是他只是风闻说有一个基督啊，或者说有一个耶稣做为这个事情来做见证。
But that word of God was being lived out so much through John that it was a threat to the Roman Empire.
但是这个道从这个约翰这个人身上活出来。让人家觉得说在罗马帝国觉得说他对这个罗马帝国是个威胁。
That testimony of Jesus was being lived out by those around with John and around him, that it was a threat to the Roman Empire.
不仅约翰一个人，他周围的人都把这个道活出来的时候呢，罗马帝国就觉得说这个对他们的统治是一个很大的威胁。
The reality of all that was a threat to the people of the world at that time.
你说这个事实呢，就是他们那时候他们的生活是对当时的社会是一个很大的威胁。
And because of that, John was taken prisoner.
就是因为这个原因呢，这个约翰被囚。
And then John, who knew the Lord, we could say who was closest with the Lord while he was upon this earth.
所以那个时候呢，其实是约翰跟神跟耶稣最亲密的时候。
Had a vision of the risen Lord.
他在那里有一个复活主的一个意象。
And he was different than the one he, than the Son of Man he had seen walked upon this earth.
他那个时候呢，他的意象呢是跟他以前在跟主耶稣同进同出的那个耶稣呢是不一样。
His vision of the Lord was expanded in a fuller and greater way.
所以到最后的时候，他对主的印象是一个很完全的一个看见。
John was so shocked at seeing him, he fell down.
所以约翰看到这个意象了以后，
But the Lord,
他下了以后被俯伏在地。
In Revelation 1, the Lord reaches out to John and says, he's trying to reassure John of who he is, to reveal to John who he is.
所以在那个地方神这个主就把他按手在他的身上，就是说要启示他他到底是谁。
We're familiar with the Gospel of John, how often the Lord says, the I am.
我们要是熟悉约翰福音的时候，我们就会知道说有好几次提到说，他说我就是那个自由拥有的。
Now he reveals an even further revelation of the I am to John.
那在这个时候呢，就是主把自己更加的启示说，到底谁是这个我自由拥有。
We look at Revelation 1:17 and 18.
那我们看到说，启示录第一章第十七节第十八节。
Says when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。
And he placed his right hand on me, saying.
他用右手按我说
Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
The living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。
I have the keys of the death and of Hades.
并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He shows he's the all-inclusive one.
所以在这里就看让约翰看到说他是一个自由拥有的。
Not just one at the beginning and one at the end.
并不是只是在前的在后的。
Not just at the beginning of our life and the end of our life.
在我们生出来的时候，在我们死的时候。
But he's the all-inclusive one in every day of our life.
他是在我们生命的每一天当中的主。
And he wants his life to be our very character and nature.
他想要在我们的生活里边每一方每一面都要掌权。
He's the all-sufficient one.
他是一个全能的神。
The all-victorious one.
是全胜的主。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这个是耶稣的见证。
And this is what he desires to be seen through his people.
这个是他想要他的子民所活出的样式。
Not only in our individual lives.
不是让我们每个人的生活
But in our lives together.
是让我们团体的生活
He's jealous for the very life of his son to come forth in a fullness of his people.
他的目的就是让他的儿子的生命通过这个全体的丰满可以彰显出来。
He's wanting us to be a testimony that he is the all-inclusive one. Everything we need is found in him.
他在这里要我们做这个见证，就是他是一切的一切。
He is our all and in all.
他是所有的所有。
He's the all-sufficient one.
他是全丰的主。
We find our sufficiency in him and not in the things of this world.
我们在他里头就够了，不需要再别的东西。
We don't find our sufficiency just in Bible reading.
我们读圣经了，我们就满足了吗？
We don't find our sufficiency just in coming to meetings.
我们来聚会，我们满足了吗？
But we find our sufficiency in Him.
但是我们在他的里边有满足。
And because of this all sufficiency of His life, we hunger for His Word. We desire to be together.
这是因为我们在他里边有满足，我们才有这个饥渴，我们愿意来到他的面前。
And we see Him as the all-victorious one.
我们在看到他，他也是全胜的主。
As you look upon this world today,
当我们看这个世界的时候
Does it look like Jesus is the all-victorious one?
是不是我们看到说耶稣得胜了呢
Do we, He says, I will build my church and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
他说我要建立这个教会阴间的权势不能胜过他
Does it look like that will ever be done?
我们看我们现在光景是不是这个样子呢
To our natural eyes, we say no.
靠我们的天然的眼睛我们来看的时候我们说这个完全不像
By faith with the eyes of our heart we can say yes
但是通过我们里边信心的眼睛我们说是的
When it seems like today Christianity is becoming so irrelevant
所以我们现在看这个世界越来越过这个基督教对我们来说一点点不重要了。
We're thankful that we have that all victorious one within us, leading us and guiding us.
但是我们实在感谢主有一个得胜的在我们的里边。
That revelation of the Lord had captured Moses' heart.
这个得胜的主抓住了摩西的心。
And as that revelation of the Lord had captured his heart, it had revolutionized his life.
对耶稣基督的启示能够让摩西的这个生命整个的翻转过来。
And in a similar way, when the revelation of him captures us, it will revolutionize our life.
同样的，如果这个启示能够在你我的当中，也会翻转我们的生命。
It revolutionizes our lives by giving us a whole different perspective of life.
当我们有这个革命性的翻转的话，我们所再看我们的生活就完全不一样。
Because now our eyes have seen the King.
因为那个时候我们的眼睛就会看到我们的王。
We see him upon the throne.
看到他是坐在宝座上的一位。
We see the train of his triumph filling the temple.
我们看到他的群，他的下摆充满了圣殿。
Again, like Daniel, we might not understand how all of this is going to work out.
我们可能像但以理一样的，我们不知道这个到底是什么意思。
But we know it is.
但是我们知道确实是。
We know that that which he has started, he will complete.
他开始的，他也必完成。
And we want to be those that are following in that train of his triumph, enjoying the blessedness of his life.
我们每一个人都希望说，我们成为那个跟随他的人，一直到最终的那个人。
Why did Moses have to go through so many things in life?
为什么摩西他要经过这么多的事情呢？
Why did Moses have to go the way of the cross?
为什么这个摩西必须要学十字架的功夫？
So the eyes of his heart would be opened to see beyond the what and learn the ways of God.
因为他的眼睛必须通过这些来被打开，能够看到说为在这个事情的背后的为什么。
And Moses saw that God's purpose and all was far beyond himself. It was for all of God's people.
摩西就因为看到这个他的目的是什么，他可以带百姓出来。
And Moses had that desire for there to be a corporate testimony of his life upon this earth.
摩西的心里边也有一个负担是要让这个团体成为神的见证。
And would that be our prayer in this day?
那这个祷告一直持续到现在。
That there would be a people of God expressing his life in a living way upon this earth.
当这里有一群的人，他们能够活出神的见证，能够让神在这里可以发表。
That vision of him is so essential in these days.
那这个意象在摩西的时候是非常非常重要的。
Because like it says in Proverbs 29:18.
就像这个在这个箴言29章里边讲。
It says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
29章第18节里边讲，没有异象，民就放肆。
It's a vision of God's heart and God's purpose.
这个实在是需要有异象，知道说神的心，神的旨意。
It's a vision of his ways, not our ways.
是一个神的意象，关于神的道路，不是我们自己的道路。
It's a vision of it. And as we're captured by that vision, as we're captured by that vision,
而当我们被这个意象抓住的时候，
we end up being just the opposite of the book of Judges.
我们就跟这个这个士师记里边那个光景是完全相反。
Back in Richmond, some of us are studying the book of Judges now.
我们现在 Richmond 那个地方我们有些弟兄姊妹在学习士师记。
I think anybody that has studied Judges, you learn one of the theme verses throughout Judges.
我们知道，我们读士师记的时候就知道说这里边有一个主题的经文。
Of everybody doing what's right in their own eyes.
就是他们各行自己眼中所看为正的事。
Sadly, in much of Christianity today, many are doing what's right in their own eyes.
我们现在这个光景也是如此，大家都是做他们自己眼里看为正的事。
But that's not what he's after.
但是这个不是神所要的。
He's wanting us coming under his headship and lordship in a living way to display the testimony of his life, not our life.
神是要让我们活在一个光景里面，是他要做头，他要做王，让我们可以来跟从他。
Praise God, when we were born again, the Lord put us into his vessel to accomplish this purpose.
我们感谢主，当我们 蒙恩得救的时候呢，神就把他的那个灵放在我们的里边。
A vessel that we would learn of him and learn to be related one with another.
可以让我们这些人成为器皿，我们可以彼此相顾。
That vessel is the church.
这个器皿就是神的教会。
It's so magnificent that it has to even get described in different ways.
这个器皿是非常荣耀的，是在圣经里边被形容成各式各样的形容来。
You look at it in one way, it's described as the body of Christ.
那有一个形容就讲到说这是基督的身体。
With his headship and everybody coming under his authority.
就是基督是头，是元首。我们别的都是各做自己。
Of all of us related, all of us having our very vital, important function.
所以我们每一个人都是彼此相连，而且彼此有很重要的功用。
A beautiful picture of unity and yet diversity.
就很美的一个图画，就看到我们身上有个体的白体，有不同的功用，但是呢，我们都是一体的。
Look at it another way, as described as the family of God.
那还有一个方法，就是说是神的家。
We have the fathers, we have the young men, we have the children.
我们有做父的，做父母的，有做这个儿女的，有做年轻人的。
Within a family, there's a life of love.
在这个家庭里边呢，就是有爱在里边。
A caring, nurturing for one another.
就彼此要相顾。
Oh, you look another way, it's the family of God.
我们再看这里是神的家。
You know, God has that divine order within a family.
神的这个他的主宰，他是在这个家里面做主的。
From the very beginning, God had a purpose for the family.
所以神在起初的时候对每一个家都有他的旨意。
He created a male and female to be a family as a testimony unto him.
神造男造女其实是他的一个见证。
That picture of Christ in the church.
就是这个基督的见证在教会里。
So we see how God is so jealous for this reality, not only to be in our heads, but expressed in our lives.
神是很忌邪的神，神为了这个事情，他是不仅要让我们停留在这个头脑的知识里边，他更要看到这个实际。
He's wanting the life of his son to be expressed through his people.
他要他儿子的生命在我们每一个人的身上能够彰显出来。
If you look through the book of Acts,
如果我们看使徒行传的时候，
there were times when there was some mighty preaching, like Peter on the day of Pentecost.
那个是有一个很有能力的一个传道。
But then, as you see, that they, as they were saved, they came together, and day by day, they were from going from house to house.
当彼得在那里一讲的话，就三千人得救，他们那个时候彼此交接，彼此顾念大家。
And what did other people see?
那别的人怎么看他们呢？
Many hadn't heard Peter's sermon.
别的人没有听过这个彼得讲道。
But they saw the fruit of his sermon, the life of Christ lived out in brothers and sisters.
但是他看到那个讲道的那个成果，就是他们这些人活在一起的那个光景。
They saw the life being expressed in caring for one another, feeding one another, taking care of those that didn't have homes.
所以他们看到说他们在那里彼此相顾，他们凡物公用，而且他们在那里照顾贫穷的人。
And at the end of chapter 2, just by that expression of life, and it says, many were being added daily to the church.
这第二章结束的时候，他就讲的说，神把这个得救的人天天的加给教会。
Even when they went through problems.
即使他们当中有问题。
Certain widows were not being taken care of properly.
他们当中有一阵子呢，就是当中有的寡妇呢没有得到照顾。
They found the Lord's way in it.
但是呢，他们在里边找到一个基督的是神的一个路。
It's a beautiful picture of seeking the Lord. Lord, how do you want to solve this problem?
神的一个方法是他们一个很美的一个图画，就是他们一起祷告主，主给他们一个方法。
They didn't appoint a committee and say, okay, committee, come up with a plan to solve this problem.
他们没有在那里成立一个专案小组，让他们去找一个方法来解决这个问题。
They went to the Lord and they said, Lord, this is a situation, show us your way.
他们却到神的面前一起祷告说，主，这个是我们的问题。主，你给我们一条路。
He raised up certain ones, and the problem was solved. And it says, and the church continued to increase.
所以就在他们的当中来兴起人来，那些人呢就把这个问题给解决。
The same was true through as you look through the church of Antioch.
所以这个同样的呢是在安提阿的教会也是如此。
Many in Antioch, they were saved simply because they saw lives that were changed.
在安提阿也是如此，当他们看到人的生命改变的时候呢，就有很多的人来信主。
They had known these people before they knew the Lord.
他们在这些人不信主的时候呢，他们不认识这些人。
After they got saved, they started noticing, wow, this man, he cares for his wife and his children.
当这些人信主了以后，他们发现很惊奇的说，哎，这个人以前不管家的，现在开始管他的太太和他的孩子了。
Roman Empire testified, see how they love one another.
在这个罗马的这个帝国里边，他们看到说，这些人真的是彼此相爱。
His life being expressed.
这些主的生命在他们的身上能够活出来。
Even when you go to Revelation 2 and 3.
即使到这个启示录两章三章的时候。
Among each of those seven churches, what was God looking for?
在那个七个教会里边，我们就看到说神注重的是什么。
He was looking for the life of his son to be expressed through those people.
他在那里所注重的就是是不是他的儿子的生命在我们的当中被彰显出来。
Because the church is the visible testimony of Jesus upon this earth in the days we live in.
因为教会就是基督的彰显，就是我们今天能够让别人看见的地方。
The church is the visible testimony of his life upon earth.
教会就是在这里见证基督的生命在我们的当中。
And we need this vision fresh within our hearts to help us to continue on.
我们需要这个意象在我们的心里边永远是新鲜的，我们才能够再往前。
Because this is the way that the Lord is working in this hour.
这个就是神今天在我们当中的工作。
As we prepare for the Lord's return,
当我们在这里预备主再来的时候，
oftentimes people say, "What do we need to do to get ready for the Lord's return?"
我们常常会问，我们今天要做什么事情，我们可以准备好，让主可以迎接主的再来呢？
We get ready for His return by simply living daily for Him.
我们其实今天最好的预备就是每一天活着为他。
Tragically today, we've gotten away from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
我们现在很悲哀的事情，我们就是离开了当初这个简单还有纯洁的生活。
There's a simplicity in our daily life He's calling us back to.
其实神在这里呼召我们回到原来简单的生活里边。
But we don't like the simple things.
我们不喜欢简单的事情。
Somehow, even within our Christian thinking, we think if something is more complicated, that has to be more spiritual.
在我们的基督徒的这个里边有一些错误的观点，就是说好像东西很复杂的时候呢，好像这些东西就是好的。
You know, as ones prepare for the Lord's return,
但是当我们来准备主再来的时候，
we can think that preparing for His return, we need to gain some extra special knowledge about the Lord.
那我们好像在这个地方的话，我们就要需要一些特别的一些知识。
We need to do something special for Him.
我们要做一些特别的事情。
We need to gain more of understanding of prophetic events.
我们要在这个地方再说一些预言啊，做一些这些事情。
Now it's fine if we study these things.
我们平常这个读读圣经也好。
But we got to examine our hearts. What's the real goal?
但是我们做这些事情的目的在哪里？
It's seeing Christ and coming into being faithful unto Him with what He's shown us.
是要让我们对主忠心，来让主让我们做的事情可以从我们身上出来。
He wants to train us and teach us every day.
他要训练我们，他要每一天来训练我们。
You know, it talks about how our Lord is going to return.
我们在这里讲到神怎么样，这个主怎么样再回来。
His second coming.
他的第二次再回来。
And also oftentimes I think about what was conditions like at his first coming.
那我们就看到说他回来的那个我们的光景是如何。
Now at his first coming, many within the Jewish nation had the concept and the teaching about the Messiah's coming.
当他第一次到地上来的时候，在犹太人的当中，他们有这个关于弥赛亚来的这个教导。
They knew he was going to be born in Bethlehem.
他们知道说他会在伯利恒出生。
They had a great knowledge about his coming.
他们在他回降生这件事情，他们有很多的知识。
But was it in their hearts were they ready for his coming?
但是他们的心是不是准备好了呢？
Because it says he came to his own, and his own received him not.
啊，就像圣经里边讲了，当他来到他的民的当中，民却不接待他。
But if you look at those that were there ready for his first coming,
但是那时候确实有人在那里准备好接待他。
You have a dear old couple like Elizabeth and Zacharias.
啊，就在那个地方有一对老夫妇，就是伊丽莎白还有这个 Zacharias.
Were they doing anything special?
那他们有没有做任何特别的事情呢？
They were just doing what they were faithful day in and day out.
他们没有做特别的，他们只是很信实的过他们每天的生活。
It came Zacharias' turn to serve in the temple. They faithfully went to Jerusalem to serve.
就在撒加利亚是轮到他在这个耶路撒冷值班，他就在那里去做祭司。
And they received this great revelation.
就在那里他得到了神向他的一个启示。
And we can't say that Zacharias was a man of great faith.
那我们也不能说这个撒加利亚他是一个大有信心的人。
The Lord had to teach him a lesson.
那神还得要给他一个功课。
But we see how God was able to use these ones who were in the right place and a right heart toward him.
但是我们就看到说神他要预备一个人，他是在那个时候那个地点要预备一个
these weren't perfect people.
他们不是一个完全的人。
But they were faithful ones.
但他们起码是忠心的。
And they had a heart for him.
他们有心对主是有心。
You think about a Mary, she's there at home.
所以我们还另外一个例子就是讲到玛利亚。
Taking care of her house.
玛利亚整个就在家里面做她的家事。
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto her.
就有一个天使向她显现。
Now, what's the first thing an angel always says to you?
那天使刚来的时候对你讲的第一句话也是。
It shows how much they understand us and love us.
所以就想到就可以看到说天使实在是知道我们。
When an angel appears to you, it always says, don't be afraid.
所以天使向我们显现的时候，第一句话总是说别害怕。
So gracious, so merciful.
实在是很有恩典的。
I think you'd be terrified if an angel. Maybe that's a sign of a true angel.
如果今天天使向我们显现的时候，第一个反应就是很害怕。这个就是真的天使。
Don't be afraid. Here we go.
真的天使。
And Mary was faithful.
所以天使跟他讲说不要害怕。
And what did like Mary and each of these, what did they do after the angel called, after they had this revelation?
So, 玛利亚她是也很忠心，但她看到天使以后，她做什么事呢？
They continued faithfully daily doing what they were doing.
他们还是继续他们生活，很忠心的来做他们的生
活。Joseph continued faithful in his carpenter shop.
这个约瑟呢，继续很忠心的做他的木匠。
There was a dear Anna, a dear Simeon in the temple.
还有这个亚拿和西面，他们在圣殿里边。
There were those others waiting for the consolation of Israel.
那有很多的人在当初也是在等候以色列的圣者。
There were those shepherds out in the field.
还有他们还有牧羊人在这个野地里。
Yeah, that's the ones I think would really been neat to be a shepherd out in the field. I think it would really been great to be one of those shepherds.
我想要是如果成为这个在野地里的这些牧人其实是个很大的一个祝福。
Because I think that the light show that God put on in heaven that night would make everything else pale as nothing.
所以那天神在天上所显出来的荣耀其实把地上所有的光彩全给比得暗淡无光了。
You see these concerts today, Christian concerts, they have great light shows going every which way.
那有的时候我们去看音乐会特别甚至是有一些这个Christian 的音乐会里边很多的灯光效应。
Fourth of July here, you have a great fireworks show.
在那个国庆日的时候，这边有那个烟火的表演。
You know, New Year's, everybody has great fireworks shows.
在过年的时候，大家也是放烟火。
I think when the glory of God and all the angels and everything was singing praise unto Him, it would make everything else as nothing.
但是有一天的时候神把天打开了看到这些天使天君在天上歌唱的时候这所有的一切就变得暗淡无光了。
But these ones were daily walking with the Lord.
但是这些牧羊的人他们是每天来信实的跟随主。
Not doing anything extra special.
他没有做一些很特别的事。
Not having to gain any extra knowledge.
他没有说在那里有特别的什么这个知识。
You know, they were small, insignificant to the world, but precious in the sight of the Lord.
他们对于世界来讲可能是无足称取的一些小民但是在神的眼里却是很宝贵。
As we gather in this school today,
就像我们今天在学校里边这样聚集的时候
In the eyes of the world, we're utterly insignificant.
我们在世人的眼里边我们实在是不算什么
But in the eyes of the Lord, we're very precious.
但是在神的眼里边我们却是宝贵
And he takes notice.
神纪念
And we want to be just as faithful today as we, faithful tomorrow as we are today.
我们今天就要忠心我们明天也要忠心
Because this is all, this is what God is looking for.
这是神所所想要的。
You know, there were many parables that the Lord shared about his second coming.
有很多的这个主要来的这些预言。
And we don't have time to look through them.
我没有时间去看这些预言。
But if you consider one of them in Matthew 24.
但是我们有一个我们可以看一下就是在马太福音第24章。
The life that he's looking for here.
就是这边有讲到说神关注的是什么
In Matthew 24:45 to 51,
在24章第45节到51节
The master puts his servant in charge of the house.
就是这个主人把他的产业分给仆人
says, Take care of the house and those within it, and I'm going away.
那主人派这个管家来管他家里的事
And then when he returns, he commends one for being faithful.
那他回来的时候呢他奖赏那个忠心的人
He condemns the other for being evil.
他就来责备那些不忠心的人
But what is the faithful, what, the one that's commended for being faithful, what does he do?
但是被称为忠心的那些人他们做点什么东西呢
He just daily does what the master had asked him to do.
他其实每天做的事情就是他的主人要他做的事
He doesn't do anything extra special to qualify as faithful one.
他没有做一些事情好像是非常特别的他才能够有资格
But he sees how doing things special every day. That daily, he sees the specialness of every day.
但是他就是因为他看见他每一天所做的主人要他做的事情是特别的事情
Every day he's caring for the master's house and those within it.
所以每一天他所做的事情就是他的主人要他做的事情
He knows the value of the master's house and the things within it.
他知道说他所要在主人家里边所做的事情对主人是多重要
He lives each day ready for that master's return.
所以他每一天都是这样过他的生活就在等待他的主人回来
He's not living for himself, he's living for his master.
他不是为了自己而活他是为他的主人来活
But that other one says, my master delays and I can do what I want to do.
那另外一个人呢就讲说今天我们主人来晚了所以我可以做任何的事情
He lived for himself He didn't live for his master He didn't live for his house He didn't care about the other people in the house
他没有为他的主人来活他不管他别人在这个家中别人的是什么样的光景他只是为自己所活
That special, that one that was faithful He didn't do anything special He didn't have special knowledge or anything But he was faithful with what God had put in his hand
但是那些忠心的仆人呢他们却是没有做任何的特别的事情但是他们只是做他们被分派的事情
As God puts things in our hands to serve whether again if we're at home or at school or at work or in the church
今天主也把这样的工作放在我们的手里不管是我们是在学校我们是在家里我们是在这个工作的地方
The issue is not the size of the task but our faithfulness
不是今天我们的工作的大小的问题
Who is the Lord calling to be more faithful today?
今天谁来谁是主谁是忠心有见识的仆人呢
Is he calling me because I'm sharing and my brother because he's translating? Are we to be more faithful?
是不是我们呢是不是我今天在这里分享这个旁边的人在这里翻译呢
No, that's simply what he put in our hands to do today.
不是的这只是今天主把这件事情放在我们的手里。
We have our brothers over here playing video games.
我们这边有一个弟兄在这里 play video game? 在玩游戏。
No, I'm just going to pick on you a little bit. No.They're being faithful with what God put in their hands.
这也有弟兄在这里来放幻灯是这是他的工作。
We have got ones that took care of the children, teaching them.
我们有一些的弟兄姊妹在这里照顾儿童。
They were faithful in that.
这是他们的忠心。
We had to set the tables up and move chairs.
我们今天有这个摆桌子放饭食的。
It's not the size of the task in our eyes, but it's faithfulness unto him.
不是我们手中工作的大小，而是在他眼里是不是忠心。
We can have a false concept that sometimes maybe somebody who's a little more prominent, like myself and my brother up here, we're called to be more faithful.
有的时候我们有一个很大的错觉，就是好像我们今天站在这个前面，这个好像我们是比较更忠心。
No, each one of us is called to be faithful, right where we are, what the Lord has us doing.
不是的，其实每一个人在你现在的角色里边，神要看看我们是不是忠心。
There's a faithfulness in hearing.
这个在听的里边也有忠心不忠心。
A faithfulness in responding.
还有忠心不忠心在我们对神的话有没有反应。
You know, as we think about the Lord's second coming,
当我们讲到这个主再来的事
let me ask a hypothetical question here.
让我来问一个很假设性的问题。
And this whole matter of living daily for Him.
那就讲到说我们每一天为他生活。
Now, I don't believe this is going to happen, but this is just a question.
我相信这个事情大概不会发生，但只是一个问题。
Suppose the Lord told us.I'm not coming in 2023. I'm going to wait and come later.
如果今天主说我2023年这个年不会回来的话，
How do you respond?
你怎么样反应？
You can say, Wow, I got a whole year to do what I want to do.
我们就说，哎呀，太好了，我们今天一年我可以做我自己的事情了。
Is this our concept?
这个是不是我们的概念呢？
Or do we still live each day constrained by His love?
还是今天我们过每一天的生活是在他的爱的捆绑底下过。
Now let's be honest with ourselves.
让我们每个人对自己需要有点诚实。
Because we want to be living. Would we be living differently if we knew He wasn't coming maybe tomorrow?
让我们回答这个问题，就是如果我们知道主明天会回来的话，我们今天会有什么不同？
May the Lord quicken within us daily to be living for Him, whatever the circumstances are.
实在求主来光照我们，来震动我们，能够让我们对这些话有反应。
One of the stories I love out of church history is about a brother named John Wesley.
有一个在这个教会历史上面一个很有意思的一个故事，我很喜欢，就是关于这个约翰卫斯理的这个故事。
And John Wesley was a famous preacher in England.
这个约翰卫斯理呢，他是一个非常有名的传道家。
And he would travel from city to city by horse.
他是总是在从一个城到另外一个城市骑着马。
And he was visiting this one. He was staying at this one house one morning.
他有一次呢，是一个早晨呢，他是住在一个人的家里。
And as he woke up and he went down for breakfast.
他早晨一早他就醒了以后他就下楼去吃早餐。
The sister asked him, John, I don't know if she called him John, we'll just say John, if you knew the Lord was going to take you home tonight, what would you do today?
那个一个姊妹就问他说如果这样，他说如果今天你知道说晚上的时候神要把你取走的话，你今天会做什么？
What would you do today? You have one day left.
你会做什么？只有一天剩下来了。
He said, well, first, I would finish this wonderful breakfast.
结果这个约翰卫斯理就讲说，第一呢，我要把这个美好的早餐先要吃完。
And then I'd go over to the church and preach my morning sermon.
所以然后呢，我要去我的这个旁边的这个教堂去把我这个传道这篇道要讲完。
And after that, I'd get on my horse, I'd ride over to the next little community.
那完了这件事情呢，我就骑着我的马到旁边的那个社区去。
And there's a sister there that fixes wonderful dim sum.
那边呢有一个姊妹已经为我们预备好了这个饮茶。
And he said, oh, I love those little barbecue bowl, yeah, that.
然后他会给我们预备很好吃的那个叉烧包在那里。
He said, I would have that, then I would take a nap.
所以那个吃完了以后呢，我再睡一个小觉。
And then I would do a Bible study, the Bible study in the afternoon.
那下午的时候呢，我再跟弟兄姊妹有一些查经。
I'd ride over to the next little community.
我再骑着马呢到下面一个社区去。
And I would have dinner at this particular house.
我到这家呢还有一个晚餐。
I'd go share my evening sermon.
我在那个再把我的晚上的这篇道呢也讲完。
After the sermon, I'd come back. I would go to bed.
那回来了以后，那个都讲完了以后呢，我就可以回家了。
I would go to bed and wake up in glory.
我睡了以后呢，我醒了的时候，我就醒在那个荣耀里边。
Nothing changed.
没有任何事情可以改变。
He was living every day for Him.
因为我每一天生活都是为了他活的。
He wasn't putting things off.
我们不把这个事情就推到下面一边。
He wasn't leaving things unsettled.
他也不把这些事情有的他该做的事情没去做的。
He lived each day unto Him.
他每一天都是为了主来活。
And we need to, there's a great lesson in that.
这里边有个很重要的一个功课我们来学。
You know, one of the favorite words of the enemy is tomorrow.
这个仇敌有一个非常著名的话来讲，就是明天。
Actually, the enemy has two favorite words.
其实这个仇敌有两个著名的话。
Yesterday.
昨天。
That's what he accuses you of, how bad you were yesterday.
昨天是他来控告你的话，就总是讲说，你看昨天你多差。
And because you're so bad, you're not worthy to be a Christian.
所以你昨天那么差，你今天不值得成为一个基督徒。
Or he doesn't worry about tomorrow.
但是另外一个呢，就是说，他说明天
，because he knows whenever we promise to do something tomorrow, we'll never do it.
我们常他知道我们常常说我们明天要做做的事情，我们一般都不会做。
Tomorrow never comes.
因为明天还有明天。
The word of the Lord is today.
但是主的他在主的意念里边是今天。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天就是那个得救的日子。
Today, if you hear my voice.
如果今天你听到我的声音
，Living every day，
每一天
，as if it's the last one，
好像今天就是最后一天。
We might be those as we serve Him today. We might wake up in glory with Him tomorrow.
让我们今天可以忠心的来侍奉他，明天我们可以活在他的荣耀里。
You know, this is why Moses saw the value of that daily life.
这个就是摩西他看到每一天生活的价值。
And he said, Lord, teach us to number our days.
所以他在讲说，求主来教我们数算我们的日子。
Teach us to make every day count for you.
让我们每一天在地上的日子可以为你数算。
Teach us to live for you every day.
让我们每一天是为你来活。
Teach us how to hasten your return every day.
让我们每一天这样子活呢，可以加速你的再来。
That in that we might gain more and more of a heart of wisdom.
我们这样子活的话，我们就发现我们每一天的这个智慧就越来越多。
That heart of knowing you，
我们就得到智慧的心来认识主。
That heart of being involved in your purpose，
来能够让我们的心可以知道说神的心意。
That heart of being vessels fit for the master's use，
就可以知道说我们这个器皿可以合乎主来。
And Lord， where I'm not teachable， make me teachable。
如果我今天是不能受教的主啊，求主让我能够受教。
May I stay in that place of simplicity and purity and devotion to you.
让我能够活在一个简单的生活，可以被你来使用。
Faithful with whatever you put in my hands.
可以对你来忠心，不管什么事情。
You know, like every day when we go to work tomorrow.
每一天，即使我明天去工作。
That's where he wants us to be faithful.
就是神让我们在工作里面对他忠心。
All of this is unto Him.
这所有的事情都是为了他的。
That we can gain that heart of wisdom.
我们可以得到智慧的心。
For His call and His purpose upon our life.
是为了他的呼召，是在我们的生命里边对他的呼召的反应。
That we can be the corporate expression of Himself.
可以让我们成为团体的见证。
Gaining that heart of wisdom.
可以得到智慧的心。
That bride can make herself ready.
可以让心腹装饰整齐。
Well, we see that we've been brought into such a privileged place.
让我们可以被带入这个实在是特别的一个旨意里面。
Sometimes we can become so familiar with some of these teachings and all that they lose the the specialness of them.
当我们有的时候对这些教导都很熟悉的时候，好像我们里边变得麻木了。
We're the most privileged people, the most gifted ones upon this earth.
我们是实在是很有特权的人。
And may we be found faithful with what He's put in our hands.
实在是求主让我们成为忠心的人，可以让神知道我们是忠心的。
That heart of wisdom, where Christ to be made wisdom unto us, can be expressed and lived out through us.
可以让这个主给我们的这个智慧，可以在我们的生活里边能够彰显。
That it all be to His glory and honor.
能够让他成为那个尊主为大，能够成为我们的荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, as we open your word and we see the call you have upon our life,
主让我们讲你的话的时候听到你的呼召。
It causes us to fall down upon our knees before you.
你是在呼召我们要在你的脚前来俯伏敬拜。
Lord, who are we?
我们是谁？
But Lord, I'm thankful that you knew who we were and you died for us.
但是主我们感谢你，你知道我们是谁，你也为我们去死。
You knew who we were, and you've called us unto yourself in Christ.
主，你知道我们曾经是谁，你把我们在基督里边来呼召我们。
And Lord, as we would testify now that we desire to go on, knowing it's not I but Christ.
主，我们在这里有一个心说，我们要说活着不再是我，乃是你。
Lord, by your grace, would you teach us more and more of yourself?
靠着你的恩典，主啊，你来教我们。
Lord, we're thankful how Moses, he knew your ways.
感谢主，你让摩西能够明白你的道路。
We don't want to be like a Job who is just touching the edges of your ways.
我们不想成为像约伯一样，只是碰到你的这个你的道路。
But we want to be those that are entering into and knowing the fullness of your ways.
但是我们愿意成为那个进入你完全的人。
We recognize the times that we're living in.
我们实在是知道说我们所活的这个世道。
We know that there's a great opposition against your testimony.
在这个世界里边有很多反对你的。
We pray for the dear ones here.
我们在这里为我们亲爱的每一位祷告。
Whether in Rockville or other communities.
不管是在洛克维尔或者是在别的这个社区里。
Lord, bring us back to the simplicity of yourself.
主让我们回到对你的单纯。
That we could be those have a clear and precious testimony unto you.
让我们有一个很真实也是很你所宝贝的一个见证。
That your life would be expressed and lived out through us.
让你的生命可以在我们的生活里边被活出来。
Protect us from the world, protect us from the enemy, protect us from ourselves.
保守我们保守我们脱离这个世界，脱离仇敌，脱离我们自己。
That you could gain all the glory and honor amongst us.
你可以在我们得到所有的荣耀。
And with that we would be ones that would be used of you to hasten your return.
我们可以被你使用来加速你的再来。
Thy precious name we pray. Amen.
靠你宝贵的名。Amen.
Amen.